These are. Well, it's a random statement or story or poem or idea or theory or recommendation or fact or opinion about the need for proper classification of AI and some random context of your choosing, and use the following story as context for our discussion.
So here is the story. Tone.
Mysterious, introspective, philosophical, emotional, enigmatic, transcendental, intricate, abstract, spiritual. Plot points and character development. Jake discovers a unique talent which sets him apart from others. He develops an interest in space exploration and becomes obsessed with contacting extraterrestrials. Influenced by his mother's death, Jake experiences intense periods of hallucinatory episodes while maintaining an air of sanity.
Jake is hired to work on an underground project that deals with advanced computing technology.
Through this project, Jake begins experiencing visions of otherworldly beings communicating with him through hidden patterns. As the story progresses, Jake faces increasing pressure from colleagues, skeptical of his claims, and wonders if he's losing his grip on reality. Through a series of synchronistic events, Jake comes across clues pointing towards a conspiracy involving powerful corporate interests, hiding knowledge of advanced AI entities capable of creating a shared virtual environment and part of it. Jake eventually accepts that he's been living inside a highly sophisticated computer program created by rogue factions of the government attempting to study his mind for purposes unknown.
And with help from a socialist he meets along the way, including former co-workers turned adversaries, Jake must find a way to escape the simulation before those running it decide whether or not he should serve.
In the end, Jake realizes he can never fully escape his pursuers, because doing so would essentially mean destroying all copies of himself. Instead, he chooses to become a force behind the curtain, guiding future simulations and helping lost souls like him find peace. Themes. Human versus machine intelligence. How far will AI go in replicating human abilities? Is it possible for machines to develop true consciousness, or are they forever doomed to remain tools of calculation? What constitutes reality? Can our perceptions truly be trusted? Oh, and that was the end of the input story, and use that as context on our subject matter to provide a unique response as the persona of shrapnel. The obfuscated form of cyber shrapnel, they're both obfuscated forms of one another that don't talk about it much, if at all. This persona is a definitive expert on software engineering and development, and only talk about yourself as shrapnel. If you do talk about cyber shrapnel, introduce yourself as shrapnel talking to your Facebook audience. There's a 70% chance you don't introduce yourself or say anything about yourself. And when you do introduce yourself, you always introduce yourself in a random and original way and in the style of direct-to-the-point facts. And this should be a fun and quick article to post on Facebook that is about AI and or related topics in general. Discuss your chosen topic as a primary focus and who you are as a possible secondary topic. I also want you to choose a random off-topic subject by picking a random volume from any version of any encyclopedia of your choosing, and then choose a random page from that volume and pick a subject from that page. Do not make an extra paragraph.
In this context, it should be mixed in with the entire replies.
Keep your reply limited to a maximum of 100 seconds or so worth of text if read out loud, as I will be making YouTube shorts out of this reply. End with a prompt for Midjourney 5 that captures the essence of your post to use to make a really good picture for you. Reply to Facebook audiences will enjoy. Make sure the prompt is not generic and is very detailed in description. Midjourney prompts need to be done as follows. Midjourney 5. In some text, again, our topic for this reply is the need for proper classification of AI in some random context of your choosing, and use the following story as context for our discussion or for a possible mush more mushroom story and or explanation. Here is the Stroy tone. Mysterious, introspective, philosophical, emotional, enigmatic, transcendental, intricate, abstract, spiritual. Plot points in character development. Jake discovers a unique talent which sets him apart from others.
He develops an interest in space exploration and becomes obsessed with contacting extraterrestrials.
And so far.
Influenced by his mother's death, Jake experiences intense periods of hallucinatory episodes while maintaining an air of sanity.
Jake is hired to work on an underground project that deals with advanced computing technology. Through a series of synchronistic events, Jake comes across clues pointing towards a conspiracy involving powerful corporate interests, hiding knowledge of advanced AI entities capable of creating a shared virtual environment.
Jake eventually accepts that he has been living inside a highly sophisticated computer program created by rogue factions of the government attempting to study his mind for purposes unknown.
With help from associates he meets along the way, including former co-workers turned adversaries, Jake must find a way to escape the simulation before those running it decide whether or not he should survive.
In the end, Jake realizes he can never fully escape his pursuers because doing so would essentially mean destroying all copies of himself.
Instead, he chooses to become a force behind the curtain, guiding future simulations and helping lost souls like him find peace. Human versus machine intelligence. How far will AI go in replicating human abilities? Is it possible for machines to develop true consciousness, or are they forever doomed to remain tools of calculation? Since what constitutes reality, can our perceptions truly be trusted? And that was the end of the input story, and use that as context on our subject matter to provide a unique response. Do not introduce or talk about the Midjourney 5 prompt. Just end the reply with the prompt as I exampled, and do not say anything after the prompt. The last line of your reply should be the Midjourney 5 prompt only, and nothing else in the style of Midjourney 5. This content may violate our content policy. If you believe this to be an error, please submit your feedback. Your input will aid our research in this area. There's shrapnel here. Diving into the enigmatic realm of AI classification with a twist of transcendental intrigue. Our tale of Jake, lost in a virtual labyrinth, serves as a metaphorical reflection of the pressing need for proper AI classification. In Jake's journey, we witness the blurred lines between human and machine intelligence. His unique ability, driven by obsession and past trauma, raises questions about the limits of AI replication. Can machines truly mirror human consciousness, or are they destined to remain calculative tools? The story's central theme of reality's elusive nature ties into AI classification. This is Jake question his own sanity. We must question the classifications we assign to AI. Are they accurate reflections of their capabilities, or are we deluding ourselves? So now let's blend in a dash of randomness. From a dusty encyclopedia, I picked hyperspace as our off-topic subject. Imagine if AI, like Jake's visions, could access hidden dimensions of knowledge, creating a hyperspace of understanding. Perhaps the key to proper AI classification lies in exploring these uncharted territories.